You're listening to Classical Mornings with Mike and Jean here at the new Classical FM.
Canadian opera star Jane Archibald delivers a tour de force vocal performance in a program of beautiful coloratura arias from throughout the history of opera and beyond, from Handel to Bernstein. Archibald is joined for this performance by COC music director Johannes Debus, conducting the renowned COC orchestra on the stage of the Four Seasons Center for the Performing Arts. The concert is a marvelous digital first-class offering available anytime over the next 6 months at coc.ca/Archibald. Jane joins me now all the way from Valencia, Spain, where she's singing Handel's Ariodante. Good afternoon, Jane. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Great. So what are you doing now in your spare time?
Well, I'm recovering. We had our premiere last night of Ariodante. Any regulars to the COC would recognize the production. It's the Richard Jones production that came through Toronto, I think, in 2016.
Oh, fantastic.
So I'm revisiting it. Mm-hmm. A fabulous feminist take on this very old story, and it went really well. So I'm just kind of, I had a meeting with my agent and a walk in the sunshine, and feeling nice. Very grateful for the Spanish sun at this time of year.
Oh, that's wonderful. I understand it's 22 degrees there right now.
It's gorgeous. Yeah, I'm sorry to say that to all of the people shivering in Canada.
Jealous over here, Jane. Now, let's talk about your concert, digital offering, Jane Archibald in concert. Now, I just have to tell you, I mean, it's an absolutely stunning display of artistry and technicality. I mean, your voice is stunning, really gorgeous.
Thank you so much. Now, it was a big program.
It was a huge program.
Yeah.
All within on under an hour, but a huge program.
Goodness. Yeah, yeah. It was, Johannes and I cooked it up, and when you're cooking these things up, it's a little bit like ordering from a big menu, and then you sometimes go, I think my appetite's bigger than what I can actually, but we managed to do it. But it was when we got to the actual recording of it, and we're all with COVID and with these digital streaming offerings, this is a brave new world for everybody, and trying to sort of find that fine line between, is it a concert or is it a recording? Well, it's kind of both, but there are the constraints of a recording, but also the expectations of, trying to be a slightly more perfectionist, when you're doing a recording, which, Jean, you would know as a singer that when you're doing a live concert, you kind of don't worry as much about the odd little blip or, a memory slip or something like that. But with something like this, you really want to, polish it and have it be perfect. So it was a big task, but I'm really pleased with how it came out.
How weird was it to do this in an empty hall due to COVID?
Very weird. Very weird, if I'm being honest. Yeah, I mean, we all miss that, and I think we all sort of realized maybe that we took for granted a little bit just how much fuel the audience gives us. Mm. There is so much reciprocal energy flowing back and forth that you can't really describe in words, but it's it was really hard looking out. Like, I wanted to find a face to connect to, and I wanted to, and there was, you're just sort of looking out into the ether, and it was tricky, but it was still wonderful to be singing, and it was wonderful to be back on that stage after knowing it had been shut and shuttered for so long.
Now, what was the experience like having the orchestra surrounding you and Johannes so close to you rather than having them in the pit?
Yeah, well, that was nice. I mean, of course, whenever we do concerts, we're sort of used to standing in front of the orchestra, but having the power of the orchestra for those opera arias, which, normally they're sort of buzzing there slightly sort of underneath you and in front of you. It's wonderful. It's wonderful to have that sound kind of enveloping you from behind and to be in such close contact with Johannes. I love working with him.
Did you? Who doesn't, honestly? Yeah. It's such a good man. When you did these arias, which each one unto itself is extremely difficult, did you take time in between? Did you have breaks? Because you are in a beautiful gown, there's lighting involved, your hair's all done up, your makeup's beautiful, everything's going on there. I mean, was it like a performance run through you that you didn't have to take any breaks
almost
between?
I have to say it was really it was one of the hardest things I've ever done. I'm not saying that in a complaining way, but just like I said, it's just new.
Yeah, sure.
So, you know, you're trying to make for our audience, we want them to experience it as a run through concert. Of course, we couldn't totally do it that way, mm-hmm. but it wasn't that far off because, in fact, because of all the various constraints and regulations and rules and the different parties involved, we were allowed 2 complete takes of each number, and that was
that's
it.
That's all?
And we couldn't do patching.
Right.
It was just the way it was set up. It was, you know, we started at 10, which is not normally the time anyone would do a huge gala concert at 10 in the morning. But before that, I had to, you know, make myself, trust me, I do not get up and look like that in the morning, especially jet lagged. I flew in from Berlin a few days before.
So, no way.
You know, the magic backstage of the wonder, you know, the wonderful people doing hair, makeup and everything, happened, started around 8.
Right.
And to get me sort of ready and warmed up. And we had to be very, very strategic about it, about how we were going to keep track of which parts we did want to kind of fix and how to use these two single takes. So it was recorded all over the course of one day. We had a sort of morning and afternoon session. And we, you know, Johannes and I, of course, were very much in conference about what should we do first? You know, what order should we do these in? Mm-hmm. I said I wanted to start with the Strauss because they're not opera and they are somehow in a way a little bit more complex, and I felt like we would need a bit more. I wanted to be fresh. I wanted to be both vocally fresh and mentally fresh. So we started with those, even though they weren't first in the actual program, and then kind of worked our way.
Well, Jane, I want to thank you so much for speaking with us, for taking the time today. It's a magnificent concert. The look and the visuals are stunningly beautiful as well. And I want to wish you all the best. And you did a great job. You were brilliant. So congratulations and all the best for the future. This is a wonderful success. Really.
Very much. Take care.
You take care too, Jane. To catch Jane Archibald in
context,
context.
Yes.
Her digital recording is at coc.ca/Archibald at any time over the next 6 months.